I'm seeing some very, very high fidelity video that looks natural, like it was shot of the person, even though it's just a picture of their face and a generated output. And then the last few examples they have here are of audio generation. And again, I probably should have saved my impressed nature for this one too, because I think this might be the one that is probably the biggest differentiator of this model right now. And that's the fact that they can add natural sounding audio that's contextual to the video. And it's a big deal, something that needs to be done separately in a lot of other AI gen tools or video gen tools right now. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we have a big episode for you today, even though it's going to be pretty short. We are talking about AI video generation again today, mostly because yesterday the news dropped that Meta AI is announcing or beginning to premiere their new video gen model called Meta Movie Gen. I have the links to an X post as well as a blog post from Meta, AI at Meta, discussing the new model. So definitely check those out in the show notes. Guys, once again, Meta continues to blow my mind and impress me with not only the releases that they are giving to the community, but also the impressive capability of these releases and the fact that they're pushing forward open source and availability and accessibility probably more than any other AI company right now, which is a huge deal. Not only that, we still have yet to see Sora from OpenAI, which is their video AI model, which we've been hearing about for months now. And once again, Meta beats out OpenAI to an impressive model and makes it available to their users first. On second thought, I'm not entirely sure. Actually, I am quite sure that Movie Gen is not fully available to all users yet. I still think it's in a development mode. And actually, they mentioned that in the X post as well. But it has premiered, and it looks like it's being made available to some early test users. So without further ado, let's get into the features of Movie Gen and what makes it one of the best video models right out of the gate, I believe. Some of these capabilities and features are the Movie Gen video model is a 30 billion parameter transformer model, but they also have the ability to generate audio for these videos that you're creating or using, which is huge. And this is generated on an entirely separate model, or with a separate transformer model that is 13 billion parameters. So we have a 30 billion parameter model handling the video generation and a 13 billion parameter model handling the audio generation. And basically what that does, what that 13 billion parameter model does is it takes video input along with some additional text inputs, which are optional, and it uses that to generate quote unquote high fidelity audio synced to the video. And this is huge. The fact that they're adding this audio feature, you guys, I think it's really a differentiator. It can generate ambient sound, instrumental background music, Foley sound. You know what Foley sound is, babe?
Babe.
And little side education for you guys. I had to teach myself what Foley sound was. That's the sound effects of like everyday items or noises in your house, or just not the big fancy sci-fi sound effects, but just the sounds of everyday life, I guess, is how I understand it anyway. If there's any video producers out there or directors out there who can school me up on that a little bit more, please let me know. Anyway, so you're gonna be able to deliver the state-of-the-art results in audio quality, video to audio alignment, and text to audio alignment, as they say here. So we're really getting two models in one here, the Movie Gen video model and the Movie Gen audio model. And in addition to that, you're getting some awesome additional features like precise video editing. You can use either a generated video that you've created or an existing video, and using simple text, natural language instructions, you can perform localized edits like identifying and replacing entire elements in a video, adding new elements to the video, or you can make bigger global changes like the entire background of the video or the set that it's being shot on or the style of the video, whether that's animation or sketching. They do a little pencil drawing one here in the examples that we'll take a look at in a minute. Another huge feature that they announced for this model is the personalized videos. So what you can do here is you can take an image of a person, yourself, for instance, and using a text prompt, the model can generate a video using the same state-of-the-art results that they would for a purely AI-generated image, but they can take your image and preserve your appearance and the movement of your body or anatomy in a generated video, which opens up some pretty crazy avenues for content creation, in which you can insert yourself into a lot of different video types for sure. Guys, you definitely have to check out the blog post that I'll link to in the show notes. It's got some pretty amazing examples of what you're able to do here with these features. I'm going to go ahead and just share my screen for anybody who happens to be watching on video. And if not, again, definitely check out the blog post to get a look at these examples. It has some video generative examples that show you the text input. And I swear, for the simplicity of some of these inputs, these outputs are truly incredible. This next example is what's really blowing my mind, actually. And if you're watching along on video, you know what I mean. And this is the example of the edit capabilities that you can do using simple text inputs in natural language. And guys, this is so impressive. We have an original video here of a runner running through the desert for anybody who's not watching. And they give an example of a few different inputs. For one, they say, add blue pom-poms to his hands. The another says, turn it into a cactus desert. And then the most impressive one, I think, and the most ambitious one is the input, replace the running clothes with an inflatable dinosaur costume. And if you're watching on video, you can see how impressive these results are. I think it's pretty incredible. Definitely check out the link if you're not watching along. And this next example, for those of you still watching along, and the ones that you're looking at right now, is, I think, even more impressive. This is also pretty funny. It's a couple of adorable little penguins waddling around the South Pole or the North Pole. I can't quite remember. My zoology and biology is failing me, and my zoologist wife will probably kick me when hearing this episode. But anyway, they have this adorable original video with two of these little penguins. And the one that's blowing my mind, it says, the text prompt says to dress the penguins in Victorian outfits. And they have these flipping Victorian outfits on, you guys, these little Victorian dresses on these penguins. And it looks so legit. It looks so real. Like, who put these outfits on these penguins? Seriously. They have another example where they added some beach umbrellas and beach beds to the snowy pole, which is pretty funny. But then they also have one where they changed the style entirely to a pencil sketch. And that's also very impressive. So again, check out these examples on the blog post. Definitely worth an extra click or two. And I think this is truly one of the more impressive models just from the few minutes that I've spent looking at these outputs here. And knowing Meta and knowing Meta AI, I don't think they would release it if it wasn't something that was, that they felt was potentially going to be ahead of the pack as far as these models go. And I should not have said that my mind was being blown by those earlier edits, because I think the next example that we're looking at right now, if you're watching along, is even more impressive. And that's the personalized video. Here we have some examples of some prompts where we also see the image of the person who is trying to insert themselves into the video. And wow, again, guys, if you're not watching on video, I'll try to explain it, but they nailed it. I'm seeing some very, very high fidelity video that looks natural, like it was shot of the person, even though it's just a picture of their face and a generated output. And then the last few examples they have here are of audio generation. And again, I probably should have saved my impressed nature for this one too, because I think this might be the one that is probably the biggest differentiator of this model right now. And that's the fact that they can add natural sounding audio that's contextual to the video. And it's a big deal, something that needs to be done separately in a lot of other AI gen tools or video gen tools right now, applying audio tracks. And the fact that this can just out of the box add multiple different types of audio. We talked about the background sound effects, the Foley sound effects, is just amazing. And you'll have to check out these examples too. For anybody watching on video, we'll go ahead and play one of these. For instance, this is a video of a gentleman standing at a waterfall. Here's one of some fireworks being shot off. And they're showing the text inputs that are being used for these audio generations as well. So again, you can use text input to get exactly the audio you want, but you can also use video input, which is what I'm really curious about for when we get to demo this out. How the AI does just simply grabbing contextual audio from a video input. And you got to love it. Meta also has a link to a research paper about movie gen. So you can download that paper from this link. I'll let the more technical listeners out there dive into that and nerd out on that. But for now, all we have to do is wait patiently until they release this movie gen to the masses. X thread that I will link to as well, Meta AI says, we're continuing to work closely with creative professionals from across the field to integrate their feedback as we work towards a potential release. We look forward to sharing more on this work and the creative possibilities that it will enable in the future. So Sorry to again hype you guys up before release, but I will be waiting just as anxiously as the rest of you. And when Movie Gen hits, we're definitely going to be doing a demo. So keep your eyes open. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.